In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison to unveil a drought relief package, the Labor Party to unveil its internal review, and in football, three teams book spots in the knockout stages of the European Champions League. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government is due to formally unveil its latest measures to support those affected by the drought. The assistance package will include nearly $1 billion in funding. Drought-affected small business will get access to cheap loans, whilst local councils in affected areas will get millions of dollars for job creation projects. Agriculture Minister Bridget McKenzie says these kinds of measures are exactly what she and her colleagues are in politics to do.
This package delivers for National Party communities and drought-affected farmers, which is exactly why National Senators, MPs and Senators come to Canberra. We're sent here to deliver, and today we are.
Conditions on loans to farmers will be further eased as part of the package, but Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack is ruling out paying farmers to leave their land. The Federal Labor Party is due to release its post-election report. Two senior Labor Party figures, former South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill and former Federal Minister Craig Emerson, have conducted a review of why the party suffered its shock defeat in May's federal election. They will present the results of that review to the party's national executive today, after which their findings are expected to be made public. Federal Labor Party leader Anthony Albanese will make a response to the matter tomorrow at the National Press Club in Canberra. The Labor Party has lost the last three federal elections and seven of the last nine. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says there's nothing he can do about the case of an asylum seeker accused of child molestation being brought to Australia for medical treatment. The Burmese man is being brought to Australia from offshore detention for medical treatment under the so-called Medivac laws. Mr Dutton has told Sydney radio station 2GB the man's case is a classic example of why the Medivac laws should be repealed.
The way the law was set up, it allows people of this bad character to come in, and I know Christina Keneally and Anthony Albanese have argued hard for these people to be able to come to Australia, but this individual is an example of exactly why we called this a bad bill.
Directors of companies who underpay staff could soon be banned from sitting on company boards. The federal government is considering legislation that would enable the Fair Work Ombudsman to enforce such a ban. The proposed laws would not be retrospective. Attorney General Christian Porter believes Australia has been neglectful on the subject of underpaying workers after several high-profile cases in recent times. A new information-sharing platform will be launched to try to improve collaboration between state and territory child protection agencies and federal child protection agencies. New South Wales-based iTree has been awarded a five-year, $5.9 million contract to deliver the platform, which is expected to be in operation by the middle of next year. It will be jointly funded by the federal government and state and territory governments. The federal government says the platform will allow caseworkers to have a more extensive and accurate insight into a child's history. In football, Paris Saint-Germain, Juventus and Bayern Munich have all booked spots in the knockout stage of the European Champions League with two games to spare. Paris Saint-Germain beat Belgian side Club Brugge 1-0. A late goal from Brazilian Douglas Costa has given Juventus a 2-1 win in Russia over Lokomotiv Moscow. And Bayern overcame a turbulent past few days off the field by beating Greek side Olympiakos 2-0 in Munich. The two top teams in each group qualify for the knockout stage. In other games, Tottenham beat Red Star Belgrade 4-0, with Korean attacker Son Heung-min scoring 2 goals. But Manchester City was held to a 1-1 draw by Italian side Atalanta, with European goalkeeper Claudio Bravo sent off. A look at the weather for the rest of today. It's hot and sunny in Perth, 30 degrees. It's windy and a shower or two in Adelaide, 19. Showers increasing in Melbourne, 18. Much the same for Hobart, 15. It's sunny in Canberra, 20. Sunny in Wollongong, 25 degrees. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, 30 degrees. Sunny also in Brisbane, 33. Sunny in Cairns, 31. And similar conditions for Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.